Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
All right, we get ready to go to the top of the sixth inning now. Mountain Home leading Jasper 9-5. Trent Jordan leading things off here for Mountain Home. Trent singled and scored his last at bat.
The top of the sixth.
A couple of ground outs to go along with that. He's 1-for-3. First pitch is outside for ball one. Jordan, Stockton, and Manus this inning for Mountain Home. Tries to bunt his way on. It's foul up the third baseline. 1-1 the count to Jordan. Okay, so we're getting some changes from the Jasper coaches. Okay, Maringer's in left field. Here's the next delivery on the way to Jordan. Hits this one into left center field. That's going to fall. He's got a two-hit night to go along with his great pitching. Jordan with his second single. So he moves into third base. Maringer enters the ball game, taking the spot of Heichelbeck in the lineup. So Stockton is at the plate. He's 1-for-3. Singled, stole the base, drove in a run, scored a run back in the third. Jordan with good speed at first. Big swing by Stockton for strike one. Chaney waits to bat next. I said Manus. Chaney had entered the game as a pinch runner a couple of innings ago, and he's still in the lineup. Runner from first is going. Jordan's going to be picked off. Tried to get a quick jump on the pitcher. They got him in a rundown, and there's the out. Goes 1-6 on the put out. Goes as a caught stealing for the first out of the inning. Next pitch to Stockton is outside. It's 1-1 now to the Mountain Home cleanup hitter. Stockton hits this one right to the third baseman. Ernie comes up with it. Hot shot, but the throw pulls the first baseman off the bag. So a nice play to stop the ball by Ernie, but the throw pulls him off the bag.
Number six,
it's an error on the third baseman, Ernie. That's six errors by Jasper this evening. So Stockton runs at first. Seven errors tonight? I'd miss one somewhere when I tried to count. The runner Stockton's going. The catcher, Giesler, bobbled the ball a little bit as he tried to get it out of his glove to make the throw, and he couldn't make it. So a stolen base for Stockton. 1-0 to Chaney. There's a strike, 1-1. Next delivery. This one bounces up there, gets away from the catcher. The throw to third. Stockton's in safely. Third baseman Ernie may have got spiked a little bit. He's kind of hobbling around. So the wild pitch moves Stockton over to third. He reached an error, stole the base, and Now the wild pitch. And Ernie got spiked, it looked like, on the inside of the leg. And it looks like he's going to be okay. Still some drizzle falling here at the ballpark. Two-one the count to Chaney. Hits this one in the air, right side, foul territory, and it's out of play. Two-two the count to Chaney. There's a curveball taken for strike three. It was a good pitch by Foley. Sets him down on strikes, second out of the inning. Dodge Harris will come to the plate now for Mountain Home. A couple of ground outs. He did reach on an error back in the fifth and wound up scoring. First pitch is a strike to Harris. Jones waits to bat next. Stockton, your runner at third. 9-5, Mountain Home leads it. We're in the top of the sixth inning. This one's fouled back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. Harris battling here with a couple of strikes. Here comes the 0-2. Outside, ball one. Foley ready with the 1-2 pitch. It's grounded up the first base line and a foul ball. Good job by Foley. Let that one go. He and the runner, the batter, nearly collided up the first base line. Foley did a good job to let that one roll foul. Stockton the runner, third, there with two down. Foley ready with the next delivery, a fastball that misses low. It's 2-2 to Harris. Foley finally gets the sign he likes from Giesler. Here comes that 2-2. Slapped right side. Second baseman Morton has it. Comes up with the throw for the out.
We have got a 6-0 lead.
So, Mountain Home has their scoring streak stopped. They had scored in four straight innings. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Mountain Home leading Jasper, Indiana, 9-5. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam.
Here's Ernie at the plate, leading things off in the sixth inning for Jasper, Indiana, and hits one that's going to fall just in front of the mountain home left fielder, which is Chaney, and it's going to wind up being a double on the play. Chaney gave chase, so did the shortstop Jordan and the third baseman Stone, and it falls in. Reed Ellison is the new pitcher for Mountain Home. So Ernie runs at first, and next batter at the plate here for Jasper. This is the sub they had last inning. Maringer is at the plate. Hits it in the air, mile high on the infield. And the pitcher, Ellison, will make the catch. First out of the inning, and the 10-hole hitter. We got a pinch hitter now for Jasper. It's Schultz. Justin Schultz will be the pinch hitter here. So Schultz will pinch hit here with a runner at second and one down. That's Ernie at second. Pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. That one's been there all night. Morton, leadoff hitter, waits to bat next. This one's fouled back out of play. It's 0-2 now to Schultz. Schultz digs back in from the right side. Hits this one in the air, right side, foul territory, and it's going to drop in foul. First baseman and catcher both giving chase for Mountain Home. Neither one can get there. 9-5 our score. Mountain Home with the lead over Jasper, Indiana. Ellison ready again, the pitch. Fastball misses low. The ball scoots away from the catcher, and taking third on the wild pitch is Ernie. One, two, the count. Here's the next pitch. It's high. This is off the glove, and the runner will score. That one's a pass ball on the catcher, Rickman. So it's a 9-6 ball game. Two, two, the count to Schultz. Ernie crosses the plate with the sixth run of the night for Jasper, Indiana. Swing and a miss as Schultz is set down on strikes. Second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order we go with Cody Morton. Started the night on the mound. He's at second base now. He's 0-3 on the evening. Here comes the next pitch. This one is hit in the air, left side. The third baseman, Stone, has it and will make the catch. That is the third out of the inning. So Jasper comes up with one run. It's 9-6, Mountain Home with the lead over Jasper. We'll go to the seventh inning. You're listening to the Blue Storm and the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering. We're smoking.